Here we go. It's Ina Stern at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home equity loans as low as 3.4% APR. For details, call 733-2800. So what's going on, Dina?
All right, Britney Spears. Did she break up with her boyfriend of 2 years, Sam Asghari? Fans do think so after she shared a cryptic post on Instagram. So she shared a quote by K-Town Jr. that read, "Our lives may not have fit together, mm-hmm. but oh, did our souls know how to dance."
Hmm.
So she didn't write a caption. This is just all she posted. People are wondering what it's all about. She hasn't commented, and she hasn't denied the split rumors. She hasn't said anything. And people are saying, well, that must mean she broke up with him. Others are saying, oh, no, she might be talking about Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
Why don't we ask him?
Ask Justin or Sam?
No, both, I guess. Why not?
That's true. Maybe we should go to Sam's webpage or whatever, his Instagram account, something, just to find out anything.
Someone call him.
Although maybe he has a cryptic message, too.
Yeah.
It could be it. But
everybody's cryptic.
Doesn't that drive you nuts when people post something like that and then they just don't explain themselves?
Yeah.
Just say at the beginning, this is a cryptic message.
Yeah. No. Oh, there you go. Warning. And I'm not going to explain it.
And definitely read into this.
Well, we told you before that the late Gloria Vanderbilt left most of her estate to her son Anderson Cooper, and now we find out a little bit more about his inheritance. At first, I thought it was kind of unfair that Anderson gets the whole entire load of his mother's inheritance, while his brother just gets the Manhattan pad where she used to live. But we're finding out that it's kind of almost an even match, because the Manhattan apartment is valued at $1.2 million. And while Anderson was left all the rest of her estate, the probate documents are revealing it's valued at less than $1.5 million.
Hmm.
So if you think that's low, and it does sound low, we thought Gloria Vanderbilt was worth millions, if not close to a million.
Right.
Her family fortune has just faded over the years. She's been very generous with her charity donations.
Well, that's good.
Plain old spending, too. So, so I guess it was more even than we thought it was. And still more than he expected, because he was told by his mother there's no trust fund. So he got something after all.
Yeah. Anderson Cooper, that's good. Right. He got some money, because he's just scraping by.
Yeah, it's tough life.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, you know, Lindsay Lohan tried to have her own kind of Goop-style website like Gwyneth Paltrow. This was a few years ago. Didn't really pick up much steam. But the thing is, Lindsay is still getting paid for this app, so she stopped updating it 3 months after it launched.
Oh.
She's still cashing
really quick.
In. Yeah, people don't realize they're getting charged $2.99 a month for, quote, exclusive content, which doesn't...
Old
it's
exclusive?
Not exclusive at all. It's just been there for 3 years.
Wait, so these people just probably aren't checking their monthly bills, and they just keep...
I think so.
Wow.
Kind of like a gym membership.
Wow.
You forget you're still paying for it.
I got to make an app that costs $1 a month.
With exclusive contact from 1998.
Yeah.
So honestly, who's winning here? It seems like Lindsay is. She's not doing anything.
She's winning. Everyone else is losing money.
At least the Kardashians are honest, and they tell you, we're going to take all your money, and then we're going to stop our app.
Yeah, cryptically, they tell you.
Yeah. And Adele and Jennifer Lawrence, you know, they're good buddies. We've been seeing them party a lot lately from what we hear. And when Jennifer Lawrence gets ready to marry her fiance, Cook Maroney, it looks like Adele's the one throwing the bachelorette party.
Woo!
It's a top secret affair from what we're hearing, but the celebrity guests are getting their invitations, and it looks like it's going to be a wild affair. Some of the Kardashians and Jenners are invited, so needless to say, it might be the kind of night where some of those photos are going to be chosen carefully as to what we share on the internet.
It's a wild night. Would somebody pop out of a cake or something?
I don't know.
So wild.
Adele's been partying lately. Who knows?
I would
a lot
love
of this
to
might
live
not
in
be
a
safe
cake.
For work.
Wow. That'd be great.
That's a dream for another life, Lopez.
Yeah.
That's your dirt at 640. Mm. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Let's see what Nadina has dug up this morning. It's dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make sure you check out their home equity loans right now with low rates, 3.4% APR to be exact. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, starting off with a warning to remember, anything you post on social media can be commented on, as Khloe Kardashian has found out. She shared what she thought was going to be an adorable picture of her little daughter, True, sitting in her sparkly little toy Bentley. And it didn't go over well with fans. You know, people writing, great, another Kardashian in a Bentley. You guys are so oblivious as to how your excessive spending looks to the outside world.
Oh, come on.
I mean, to be fair, you're also the people following the Kardashians.
Yeah,
so
why
if
do
you
care?
Choose to have the insight into their life,
and
this is what their life is.
Right.
And I mean, the Kardashians could post a picture of a pen.
That's true.
And somebody would make it controversial.
But it would be made out of gold.
But on the flip
gold.
Side.
How dare they
and
show
right
off
with
their
real gold.
Riches.
I can see why people get upset. This is a family that seems to not have much social responsibility. And they do like to flaunt their wealth. So, but just, to, you know, keep it off my social media. That's all I ask.
Yeah. DinaStirk.com.
Wendy Williams back from vacation and talking about what's been going on in her life. She wants us all to know that she's done with her little boy toys. She's gotten that out of her system. Mm. You know, the guy who had the little record with him and all. And I'm not talking about the kind you spin. I'm talking about the
arrest kind.
Gotcha.
But there's a new guy in her life. She's apparently got this doctor. He's in his 50s. She didn't say who he was, but things seem to be going well with him. And another thing she revealed is that she's gotten a diagnosis of lymphedema recently. And what that is basically swelling of the arms, legs, other areas that comes about from too much lymph fluid.
Oh.
So she's saying not to worry about her, though. She says, this isn't going to kill me. I'm going to get things fixed up, and I'm going to be all right.
Well, that's good. At least she knows what to treat now.
Exactly.
Because I know she had a lot of medical issues.
She had Graves' disease, too. So, yes, she goes through a lot.
Helps to date a doctor, too.
That is so true.
That's
wow.
right. No copays.
Smart. DinaStirk.com. Well, Serena Williams is being fined $10,000. She damaged a Wimbledon tennis court during a practice session.
Oh,
$10,000 is how much it costs.
She hits the balls that hard?
No, I don't think that's what it was. Divots?
She cracked the ground.
No, people are saying she used her racket to inflict damage.
Oh, she got upset.
Yeah.
And
like the dork that I am, I'm thinking, well, how did she crack concrete? No, apparently this was a grass court, grass area.
She broke grass.
But I don't know anything about landscaping, but seriously, that sounds really expensive. $10,000 for some grass?
That's got to be special grass and dirt. It's got to be a perfect bounce there.
I guess so.
$4 for seed and a few thousand for somebody to put it down.
Yeah.
True.
One seed at a time.
And we told you there was talk that Melissa McCarthy may play Ursula in the live-action Disney movie of The Little Mermaid. And now people are saying, no, Guy Fieri might be the best choice. Famed chef. Yeah, they put some photos of him side by side, pointing out that the hair is about the
same. They look the exact same. They're pretty much twins.
Stand up straight.
I mean, he's all for it. Yeah, he retweeted he would totally do it. But then others are saying, well, actually, he might be perfect for Triton. And they're showing a picture of him with a giant fork that he used to eat with recently. he's not the only celebrity chef people are thinking about. Chef Gordon Ramsay suggested to take on the role of Prince Eric's cooking-obsessed French chef Louis, who tries to capture Sebastian.
Well, they say people suggest it. I'm sure Guy probably photoshopped it. You know, just intense.
I don't know. He's been looking like that for the past very many years. I can't imagine that he's been doing this in an effort to hold out for the role of Ursula.
He has been.
For 20 years he's playing
this. It was his inspiration in life.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home equity loans as low as 3.4% APR. For all the details, pvcu.org. So what's happening in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, we're going to start off with Disney star Cameron Boyce, who we told you died in his sleep on Saturday. According to TMZ, he suffered from epilepsy. The site is claiming that Cameron's roommate found him unresponsive. He couldn't be revived when emergency personnel showed up. And they also say Cameron had been dealing with seizures triggered by epilepsy. His parents have spoken out saying that he's, you know, a bright light that will be missed. His former co-stars, like Dove Cameron, they have come out to say that he will be missed. And he really impacted a lot of people's lives between his, you know, his work with Disney Channel and his work with many, many charities.
Mm.
DinaStirk.com.
Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick's daughter, Penelope Disick, celebrated her 7th birthday on Monday.
Ah, they grew up so fast.
With a pajama party at IHOP. Yeah.
Wait, what? You can do that?
I guess so. So Penelope and her cousins, Northwest and True Thompson, along with a group of friends, stepped out of a white party limo, blasting their Justin Bieber music, and went right in for their pancake party.
Love IHOP.
Wow.
I know it sounds
like... don't even need PJs to eat there.
It sounds like a chill way to celebrate, but don't forget about the Candyland-themed party they threw last month for Penelope and North. So it's never just one party with this family. This is like the wind down, really.
Lucky kid. lucky kid.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, when we heard Meryl Streep was joining the cast of the second season of Big Little Lies, we were thrilled. And then to see an image of Reese Witherspoon chucking an ice cream cone at her, well, that's the episode we couldn't wait to see.
She took one for the team,
honest.
Huh?
Sadly, it's not being included in the show.
Oh, no.
Meryl confirmed it, but then she did note it's going to be in the DVD extras. That's how they get you to pay for it. Huh?
Gotcha. Going to sell those already.
Exactly.
We just shot for extras.
And Mariah Carey took on the Bottle Cop Challenge. Bottle Cap Challenge.
Oh, is this where you kick it off?
Bottle Cap Challenge, where you kick it off. Uh-huh. Which, let's be honest, most of these celebrities have loosened the cap to the point where it almost falls off on its own.
Well, people hold them, too, so it can be kind of dangerous if the thing is fully on.
So we've seen Justin Bieber, Jason Statham, John Mayer, among others, showing off their skills in kicking off a twist cap from a bottle.
Yeah.
Mariah did not even have to use her ninja skills.
She just looked at it.
Did she?
She sang a very impossible high note, and the bottle cap on her wine bottle just flew right off.
What?
With the string.
Flew right off.
Can you see the string?
It's got to be staged.
What string? Yes, of course it was staged, but apparently people don't mind since their video's already gotten 25 million views on Twitter.
That's great.
And 1.5 million likes, making it one of the most viral tweets of the year.
That's more creative. I thought I was going to be her assistant.
She farms out
the kick.
That could be her next challenge, but she says her next real challenge is trying to get her kids off of their iPads, which same, because I don't know anybody that's won that challenge yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the one where I put a bottle cap back on.
Oh, yeah?
With a kick.
Oh, yeah. That'd be impressive.
Twisted and everything.
Working on that for the rest of your life.
That.
That's your Dirt at 840.
Use the toes.
Get all the reports and the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.